Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do. Oh, by the way, I got a blog. Do you have a blog? Well, I do. Go there and check it out and see what my blog looks like. Maybe you can get some ideas about your blog. And if that's all, it's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can find my books there, too. That's the only thing you have to pay for are my books. Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas and 3 Minutes to Success. That's the new one. And you might just want to buy that book just to get the foreword. Arnold Palmer, God bless him, provided the foreword for my second book. And so that's worth the price of the book right there, I promise. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. He is the world's expert on business buying and selling. And he's here to talk to us about that. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. It's always good to have you back. You don't even have to be invited, Russell. You can just drop in sometime.
I'll do that someday.
Just like I dropped in on you one day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Russell is in a beautiful part of eastern Connecticut, just absolutely beautiful part of the world. You know, Russell, I think if people have never been to Connecticut, they're missing a treat. It may be the prettiest state in New England.
Well, there's a lot going for it, and, you know, just jointly between the big cities, Boston and New York, and, you know, we have access to everything that way, and from that point of view, and, of course, the rural nature of a lot of Connecticut, and, you know, I love
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful water line.
Oh, of course, and, you know, I live along the shoreline here, and, enjoy it every day.
Yeah, it's a great place, part of the world. Russell, we're continuing our series on buying and selling a business, some of the jungle issues that we have out in navigating this in negotiating this business jungle out there, and what's our next topic?
Well, we want to talk about when you're doing an evaluation of a business, you want to take a look at in accomplishing the due diligence. We want to make sure we look at all of the expenses over a period of time. We want to compare the expenses from 1 year to another, from the latest year back a couple of years, because we want to look and see if there's any strange anomaly, or especially what we're looking for is increases in expenses that may not show up in the current earnings or sales of the business, but in the but over time are going to have a significant effect on the value of the business.
When someone's looking at buying a business, Russell, you know, fundamentally, if you break it all down, you cut through all the other stuff, it's fundamentally about cash coming in and cash going out, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Buying and selling.
Yep.
And collecting our money and giving other people their money. That's the fundamental thing there, right there. And do you think that a lot of people who are selling businesses, who contemplate selling their business, get the idea that somebody's going to come in and just sort of walk right in and step right into their shoes and continue to walk just exactly as they are? That's not realistic at all, is it?
Well, that's not realistic, but many sellers believe that will happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can't understand when someone comes in and starts poking around and asking tough questions and looking in every nook and cranny and turning over the carpet to see what's under it. When that happens, which is necessary and proper, by the way, when that happens, they get a little taken aback, and they may not be ready for that. And it would be just as easy to clean up that dust that's under the carpet before the buyer comes in, so to speak, and finds it, get it cleaned up so that everything is as it should be, you know, that you present the business in the proper way.
Well, and it's not even just about whether we keep selling the products, the same products or not. Everybody coming in has got their own way of doing business, and they need to be able to getting back to your expense issue, they need to be able to recast the financial statements to make it to see what it looks like in the way that they're going to run the business.
Right. They have to know how much cash they're going to be able to get out of the business to see if it fits into what their business model is. What do they want to get from this business? What do they need to get? Because don't forget, you know, when the seller sells the business, they are operating under certain conditions which involve not paying for it, per se. It's already paid for.
Absolutely.
So now the buyer is going to have to pay for it.
That's right.
And therein lies the whole new
expense. Pay and pay and pay. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break right back with our good friend Russell Brown right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Russell Brown is our guest. Russell, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very touching.
8 years.
Wow.
How about that?
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe that you put up with me for 8 years, isn't it, Russell?
That's right. It's hard to stay with a wife for 8 years.
I know. Well, I think the long-distance relationship is what's made it possible for you and me.
That's right.
No, happy anniversary. Thank you for 8 great years of being a member of our Brain Trust. For being our friend and my friend, and for you know, not many people have been more steadfast than you have been as a supporter of all we do. You've been with me now, you know, year after year, month after month. You've come to on the show and deposited these great ideas and great thoughts and best practices on buying and selling a business, run, and not just that, but running a business successfully. You've just been a wealth of information, and frankly, Russell, you're one of the treasures of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, Jim, thank you very much. I really appreciate those words, and one of the reasons I've been here so long is because of you. You know, I think that you're one of the best friends a small business can have, and you've contributed so much to helping so many people get started in business and realize their dream. I really thank you on their behalf.
I appreciate that. And folks, that's the end of the love fest. We're not going to go any further. You'll be glad to know. Let's get back to our business, Russell. And we're talking about making sure that when you're thinking about selling your business, and I really think that's the message, Russell, that the people that we need to be, you know, talking to right now is the people who own businesses, and I think we're hitting them really where they need to be hit, which is by that I mean, long before they're even thinking about selling. I mean, if of all the people out there listening who have businesses, most of them are not thinking about selling. And those are the ones who need to be thinking about what you're talking about right now.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Go ahead.
Many of the things that you need to do to get the business ready to be sold take years sometimes to implement. So
I'd like to use the freight train analogy, if I could, Russell.
Go ahead.
If you got a business right now, think of it as a freight train. The life of this business is on a track. And that business is one day going to need to turn completely around and go back the other way. You're driving this freight train. How far down the track do you have to be thinking about in order to be able to successfully turn this train around? Miles and miles and miles. And so if you've got a business and you're thinking of selling even, you know, even in 5 years from now, you need to get started doing some of the stuff Russell's been talking about, don't you, Russ?
Yes, absolutely. And let's keep something in mind, everybody. You will sell your business. It will be sold.
One way or another.
One way or another. We don't live forever. And at some point in time, either the our heirs will take it over, or it will be sold out of our estate, or
it'll go out the door piecemeal, one stick at a time.
That's right. Or most likely and most happily, what will happen is the time will come when you're ready to retire and do some of the things that you've been longing to do for so long and reap the benefits of all this hard work you've put in all these years. You want to have your business ready to go. You want it to get the most money for it when you sell it. So now's the time to be thinking about selling the business, even if you've only been 5 years in the business and you don't plan to do it for 30 years, sell it for 30 years. Now is the time. Think about it. Get your thoughts along the lines of what do I need to keep this business on the profitable side, looking good and attractive to a potential buyer. And if you do that, that's just good small business management anyway.
Well, and then back to your original point, Russell, about recasting the numbers and the financials. You know, don't be concerned that the numbers that you're posting are going to be used differently by the new buyer. That's not your concern. There's no way for you to know how they're going to recast those numbers, your payroll numbers, your advertising numbers, your real estate commitments, the products you buy. There's no way for you to know how they're going to think about that. But what you have to believe is that they will need that access to those numbers so that they can recast them.
Right.
And that's the big mistake, isn't it, Russell, people make. They don't keep the kind of financial information that a buyer can come in and be productive with.
Yeah, that's very true.
For the due diligence.
Yep. And that's a very sensitive time in that due diligence process where someone's trying to gather information about your business. And if there's any kind of digging that has to be done or a seemingly reluctance on the part of the seller to provide information, that sort of thing, that really puts a damper on the whole trust relationship that has to build up in the process of buying and selling a business.
No question about it. You know, Russell, you've done this a thousand times. I've done it a few dozen times, not being in the buying and selling full-time business as a consultant, but I've gone in with a client who wanted to buy a business and was able to get really good numbers, really good information, and it's so much fun to recast those numbers when that happens, and that just makes the whole deal work.
Yeah,
so much better, doesn't it, when you've got what you need?
Yep.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. We'll be right back with the anniversary boy, Russell Brown, 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He and I will be right back after these messages at 10 till. Stay with us. Baby, just how you feel. Until I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend, Russell Brown. Russell is the author of two books and one outstanding product that I'd like for him to tell you about. And Russell, I don't have all, since I'm on the road, I don't have all of your information in front of me, although I do know all about your books, the strategies for successfully buying and selling a business and preparing your business for sale. Those are the two books that they can buy from your website, but also you got the BizPricer thing, don't you?
Yes, BizPricer Business Valuation Software, which we've been selling now for about 4 or 5 years, and it's an absolutely, well, you know, it sounds like I'm crowing here, but it's an absolutely excellent way to get your arms around the value of your business. You can do it. It's very inexpensive. It's very fast. You don't need to know financial process to use it, and it's private. You do it in the privacy of either your own home or your office at the business or wherever, and you can get your arms and understand what is the value of my business right now. If I had to sell it now, what would the marketplace put a value on my business for?
And tell us where we can find all that.
Oh, you can come to my website, businessbook.com. businessbookpress.com. That's one word, businessbookpress.com.
Check it out, folks. Tell him that you heard from
everything there.
The show. And what kind of a special deal are you going to throw in?
If they buy the BizPricer business valuation software, I'll be glad to throw in my best-selling book, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business.
You're going to throw it in?
Throw it in, free.
$39.95
book.
Yeah.
They can have that, will go with the software. And let me tell you, the software is only $99.95.
Yeah. So it's a heck of a deal. But you got to tell him you heard about it from me, and really, I'm serious. If you own a business, even if you're not thinking about selling your business right now, you ought to be going through the paces with this BizPricer. Russell, let's get back to the and that's businessbookpress.com, folks. Let's get back to the recasting of the numbers. I remember the first time someone introduced me to the concept of recasting numbers. It was an aha moment for me in terms of what of the opportunities. I felt like I was on an Easter egg hunt, really, Russell. Seriously, when I saw how you could take someone's numbers of a business and recast them, restructure them, reorder them for new opportunities with a new owner, it was like, where can I find the next little egg under? You know, what rock can I find the next little egg under? There's another opportunity. It's cool, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love doing that when I do business valuations. Because that's the fun part of it. And you know what? There's plenty of Easter eggs to find in many, many, many of the businesses, because small business owners, and rightfully so, operate their business in such a way as to minimize the bite of the tax man.
Right.
And so there are many expenses floating through a business that are legally allowed but not necessary to the successful operation of that business.
Right.
But that is cash flow laying around waiting to be harvested for a new owner. They can use that to pay for that business and pay for it. And generally you pay for a purchase of a small business within 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
an aggressive rule of thumb?
It's 3 to 5 is actually the rule of thumb.
If you can't pay for it in 5 years, don't do it. Is that what you say?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Really?
That's stretching it out way too far. Now there is exceptions to that.
So you're saying that if I have to pay $1 million for a business, I ought to be able to pay it off in 3 years. That would be your goal.
3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now does that mean, Russell, that maybe as the new owner, maybe I defer my own gratification, maybe I don't take as much money out, and I really put as much as I can into the payout?
Yes. Okay. What it means is when you're doing these reconstructions.
20 seconds.
Okay. One of the biggest perfect examples is the expensive vehicles that may not be necessary. Mm-hmm. Their vehicles are necessary, but you can get away with a much cheaper one, for example. And sometimes I've seen you can generate an extra couple thousand, depending on the number of vehicles, a couple thousand a month in cash flow.
That's one of those Easter eggs. And
yeah.
Russell, I got to wrap it up. When we come back, let's continue this thought, because there's a lot more about this topic, about reordering, recasting the numbers that we can talk about next time. Thanks for being here. Happy anniversary, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. It's official. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.